Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Each week, we bring you the truth of what's happening in that part of the world, and the war continues there. The war against Iran, this demonic regime. I want to encourage you to please continue to pray for our men and women who are in harm's way there. The United States military doing an amazing job of decapitating this demonic regime there. And then, of course, Israel joining in as well. Please pray for Israel. Pray for all of the IDF and all the soldiers that are involved in that effort joining the United States. And when you think about Israel, Israel has taken in hundreds of these ballistic missiles from the country of Iran. And now Hezbollah, which is a terrorist organization supported by Iran in Lebanon, they are firing missiles at Israel. That's no surprise. And Israel's dealing with that as well. There have been casualties there in Israel. There is one organization that is dealing with all of the emergency response and services there in Israel, and that is Magen David Adom, this incredible organization that is doing so much to save lives there in Israel. On today's Middle East Report, I am going to share with you two interviews that I did with two representatives from this beautiful life-saving organization there in Israel. The first interview that I'm going to share with you here in a moment is with a former UN ambassador, and he is now heading up this amazing organization. And then towards the end of the Middle East Report, I'm going to share with you a conversation with a beautiful Arab Christian. This young lady is so bright, and she is a volunteer with that organization. And I'm going to give you some ways that you can actually be involved with helping this organization as well. Today, we have the honor and the privilege to have Ambassador Gilad Erdan with us. And he has such a distinguished career. Right now, he is the global president of Magen David Adom, Israel's National Emergency Services System. He assumed that role in 2024, shortly after completing 4 years as Israel's ambassador to the United Nations. He is a defender of Israel and the Jewish people. Ambassador Erdan served in Israel's Knesset for 17 years. That's the government of Israel. I don't know how he did that for 17 years, but he did. Ambassador Erdan, it is an honor to have you on the show today, and I appreciate all that you are doing for Israel and now for Magen David Adom as this global leader there for the organization. And welcome.
Thanks for having me, John, and thanks for the warm, very warm introduction.
Well, you have incredible credentials. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you've served in so many various areas there.
Yeah, I was elected quite young to serve as a parliamentarian. I was 32 years old. And since then, I continue to serve my country and my people, and I'm very proud of it.
And I am proud to have you sitting across from me, knowing all that you've done for your country in the service in the government and, of course, at the United Nations, where, oh my goodness, that's a crazy place, you know, when you think about the United Nations. And I don't know why they're so angry at your country. Why are they so angry at you?
They're not. The reality is totally different from what you see outside, because behind closed doors, many of these ambassadors that used to vote against us, they come to me and they say, look, Gilad, we know you're right. You should finish the job with Hamas. We know that they are terrorists. But sadly, they cannot say it publicly. And why? Because the political makeup of the UN has changed dramatically from its inception back in 1945. 80 years ago, the UN had only, after Second World War, it had only 51 member states. Most of them shared similar values. But since then, and since the world has made a terrible mistake, setting a very low bar to join the UN, because at the time they thought the biggest danger is the emergence of a new Nazi Germany. So they said, okay, everyone basically can join the UN without checking their, you know, their record on human rights or any other values. So that's how we got to 193 member states. One third of them, almost one third, are Muslim countries that they vote together as a one big powerful voting bloc, always against Israel, even if we fight against terrorists. And a surprise for me was to reveal, to find out that most of the majority of countries at the UN are non-democracies. not democratic at all, based on every common standard. And the last, what I call the original sin of the UN, is that at the UN, every country yield the same voting power, meaning the United States of America, and still the biggest funder of the UN, gets one vote. Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, or any Pacific island with 30,000 residents get the same influence when it comes to the General Assembly. So that's how you get all these moral distortions there. That's how you get Iran leading disarmament forums. That's how you get Cuba, Venezuela, Eritrea on the Human Rights Council. That's how you get Saudi Arabia leading the Commission on the Status of Women's Rights. I mean, you can't make these things up. So that's why I needed to fought to, you know, expose the falsehoods, to prove them what are the true values of the people of Israel. And you ask me, they're not against us. They're just cowards. And they vote based on their political interests. And because there are many more dictatorships and rogue states, so they vote based on their political interests, not based on what they really know about Israel and our nature.
You know, that's amazing information that you won't hear anywhere else, because I still think it's a crazy body, in my opinion.
Look, since I was there and since then, I am preaching to dismantle the UN, to totally, completely defund it. The UN cannot fulfill its original mission anymore. It only serves to whitewash the crimes of dictators and terror supporters.
Well, again, thank you for your service to the country. And now, thank you for your service to Magen David Adom as the global president. And you have such a distinguished career. You could do anything, Ambassador. There's anything you could do, but you joined this amazing, life-saving organization. Why in the world would you give up, you know, all that other stuff, and then join them?
So when I concluded my tenure as Israel's ambassador, I thought, where is the right place to continue my service for the people and my country? And since I understand that our enemies, they have a new strategy how to try and destroy Israel. Thank God they know that they cannot defeat us on the conventional battlefield. They don't have a chance. So what do they do? They are trying to hit us, to attack us where they think we are weak. And where is it? Number one, international organizations like the UN. But number two is our home front. They are not focused on our military. They cannot defeat our military. They try to attack our communities, our civilians, to terrorize them and drive us away from our homeland in fear. On October 7th, we realized that they are also targeting our first responders, our paramedics that rush to save lives. So they are targeting our ambulances, our teams, our paramedics. I mean, these are savages. These are, I don't want to call them animals because it will insult the animals. So what we learned is the first thing that we need to do is to fortify, to strengthen the home front by making sure that help can arrive in seconds, that we can save lives within seconds, as I said. And how do we do it? Since we have only one national emergency medical response services, which is Magen David Adom. So if Magen David Adom is deployed everywhere, if we have an ambulance prepared with a trained team that can reach, I mean, within seconds, every person who was attacked and save his lives, that's how you thwart, you foil the strategy of our enemies. Magen David Adom needed many more armored ambulances because we need to save lives under fire, under rockets. We need to build armored stations. We have now the best state-of-the-art blood bank because we supply all the blood to our soldiers on the front lines. And we have the most advanced technological national dispatch center that can respond to thousands of phone calls simultaneously. So for me, it was crucial and important to strengthen and lead this organization because, as I said, it tackles directly the new strategy of our enemies. It can fortify and strengthen our home front. And build and strengthen the resilience of our people. That's why Magen David Adom today is called the backbone of Israel's resilience.
And it is, and it's run by a lot of beautiful people, full-time people, volunteers, from every walk of life.
From every walk of life, by the way. I used to say that the beginning of a shift of Magen David Adom, it sounds like a beginning of a joke. Why? Because you can see a rabbi, an Orthodox Jew with a secular hipster Jew, with a Druze Israeli, with a Christian, and with a Muslim. They all go together on the same ambulance and go out to save lives. So we take pride in the fact that Magen David Adom truly exemplifies the unity of the Israeli people, because the sanctity of life, this is one of our core values. And we work together in Israel to save everyone's life. And I'm also very proud that it's Magen David Adom is not being supported only by Israelis or Jews. It's being supported by Christians. And I can share with you one very moving story for me. As I told you, on October 7th, we realized that Hamas are targeting deliberately our paramedics and dozens of our people, made the ultimate sacrifice to save other people's lives. And suddenly, 2 days after October 7th, we got a phone call. And on that call was Pastor Franklin Graham, the leader of the Samaritan Purse. And he asked our CEO, our director general, Eli Bean, and he told him, Eli, I'm shocked by what happened on October 7th. I saw that they're attacking your ambulances. What can we do to help you? How can we help you to save lives in the Holy Land? So when Eli told him about our and the ambulances that we lost, immediately the Samaritan Purse helped us to replace these ambulances, and we got new armored ambulances that helped to save lives in the Gaza, near the Gaza envelope, in Judea and Samaria, even a Bedouin village near the an Israeli Bedouin village near the border with Lebanon, because Hezbollah rockets were targeting also Muslims. You know, they couldn't care less. They want to destroy Israel. But thanks to the Samaritan Purse and Pastor Graham, so many lives were saved in Israel during the last war.
And many other Christians that have joined Magen David Adom in supporting you guys, because they love the Jewish people, they love the land of Israel. They've caught the vision of what this organization is doing, which is absolutely amazing.
And we salute them and we thank them from the bottom of our heart.
You know what's also amazing? You said several times, armored ambulances. You know, in the United States, we don't comprehend that idea. Armored ambulances, what in the world?
Why do you need armored ambulances? You have the Geneva Convention that should protect paramedics. They are not supposed to endanger their lives. But sadly, our enemies, be it Hamas or Hezbollah or the Houthis, they deliberately target civilians. They couldn't care less about international law. That's the double standard that we're talking about at the UN. The UN is applying a different standard against Israel that they never demand from any other country or organization.
It is wild and crazy, and yet Israel is not going away.
We're not going anywhere, my friend. Israel, we are the eternal people. And since, we are willing to sacrifice, and we are hopeful, and we are optimistic, and we are a people of faith and perseverance and determination. And when I was entering the UN, and many people were asking me, how can you do it? You are there by alone, and no one is helping you almost. I mean, the United States is always helping us, also in the UN, in the halls of the UN. So I always told them that when I was looking around the hall, I never saw the flags of the Babylonian Empire or the Roman Empire, because all these empires, they rise and they fall. But what did I see there? I saw the blue and white flag of the eternal people, the people of Israel. So I knew that since we survived for thousands of years, we will continue not only to survive, but to thrive, thank God.
I want to wrap up the conversation here. There's a lot of people listening. In fact, the majority, all the people that are listening to us right now who love the Jewish people, love the land of Israel, what do you want to tell them in terms of their support for what you guys are doing? They love the Bible. Christians who just want to wrap their arms around you. What's your message?
My message to them is that when I was first elected to the Knesset, it was 2000, the beginning of 2003, a little bit more than 1 year after 9/11. And immediately, we also suffered at the time from another wave of terror attacks. And I realized that the same ideology that attacked New York and Washington on 9/11 is the same twisted ideology that has been attacking Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and other parts of Israel. That's why I was part of the group that established the Christian Allies Caucus in the Israeli Knesset. Yeah, that was me. And since I realized that our collaboration is crucial, is essential to protect together our values, Christian and Jews must work together. It's more important than ever. So I will continue to fight and defend this alliance. Whoever is listening to me and already helped Magen David Adom, I want to thank them. There's a way also to continue supporting us, savinglivesinisrael.org, O-R-G, and you can help us in any way you decide to save lives in Israel. And together we will continue to fight for a better future for our children and against radical Islam that see all of us as infidels that should be destroyed. We will never be destroyed. We will fight together because we have faith and we will prevail.
Ambassador Erdan, thank you for your service to the country of Israel. Thank you for your service with Magen David Adom.
And thank you for exposing the truth about the Middle East and about Israel, John.
The country of Israel is facing a lot right now, and you can be involved in Magen David Adom. That website is savinglivesinisrael.org, savinglivesinisrael.org. Check that out. And now I am so excited about this next interview here on the Middle East Report. I met this beautiful young woman in Nashville, Tennessee. She's a part of this life-saving organization. She is articulate. She loves the Lord. And I think you're really going to appreciate this conversation and just get a little insight into her heart, why she is a volunteer with Magen David Adom. Yasmin Mazawi, she is a volunteer paramedic with Magen David Adom. That is Israel's National Emergency Services System. And Yasmin is a Arab Christian. She grew up in Nazareth, which is, you know, located in the northern part of Israel. And her family lives there in Nazareth. She works as a product manager for generative AI. Yasmin, it's so good to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you for this amazing introduction.
Well, Yasmin, you love the Lord. You love Jesus. You're a Christian Arab, and you live there in Nazareth. And we're going to talk about Magen David Adom, this amazing organization that you are a part of, and you are a volunteer with them. So we're going to get to that here in just a minute. But first of all, you live in Nazareth. That is a big city, you know, when you talk about the Bible.
Right. So I was born in Nazareth. I live in Nazareth. I love this city. I always say it's a pleasure to be there. Walk every day in the streets, go to work. Just to imagine that Jesus was in the city, walked in those streets, I think it's amazing.
Well, your family lives there. Before we talk about Magen David Adom, this beautiful organization there in Israel, and your part in that, tell us about your family. I want you just to tell us all about the beautiful family that you have there in Nazareth. Family's important.
Well, I grew up to a family in Israel, a Christian family. We grew up, I grew up to a family open to people, to cultures, to languages. We had friends from all over the world, like in many different religions and races and colors. And, you know, this is amazing. I mean, I grew up on these values. I grew up on faith, which I love, which I think this is the foundation of everything, and we'll talk more about it. My parents, I have two siblings, amazing siblings, 18 years old. They are twins, and I'm the oldest.
You're a volunteer with Magen David Adom, this beautiful life-saving organization there in Israel, and why don't you just give us an overview, you know, of what Magen David Adom is, what you guys do there in Israel, because I want to get to your story about how you got involved, you know, with this amazing organization.
So Magen David Adom is, as you mentioned, the national ambulance system or first aid providing system and blood services in Israel. And we are located in every and each spot in the country. We work 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our mission, I would call it, is saving lives. We save lives of patients from many different religions, colors, races, and languages. And you know, when we get to patients, we never, ever ask who the patient is, where they come from, or anything about their background. I think this is the beauty of MDA. And when I mentioned the values I grew up on at home in the beginning, this is exactly what I met at Magen David Adom. These are the values I met at Magen David Adom. And I always say that Magen David Adom is my second home and is my family.
Well, you think about those values that you were brought up in as a Christian Arab living there in Nazareth, the values that are found in the Bible, in God's Word.
Definitely.
That drove you, you know, to be involved with this organization. In fact, I think it was 15 years old, you were encouraged by your parents to maybe be involved in this organization. Take us back a few years, you know, when you were 15, to how you actually got involved with Magen David Adom.
Going back 12 years ago, when I was 15, my parents came to me. I was a very young teenager, came to me. And as I mentioned, the values I grew up on at home, for my parents was very important for us as children to be this generation, to build a generation, to be an integrate part of the Israeli community. And for them, it was very important for us as children to be more integrated, to get to know the other, our neighbors, the Jewish community. As an Arab, we should go and feel part. And they came to me when I was 15 years old saying, Yasmin, you are a teenager, 15 years old, and would like to recommend and suggest, what if you go to an amazing organization, Magen David Adom, and volunteer? You will volunteer there with people from so many different backgrounds. You'll get to know the other. You'll get to know the Jewish community. You know the Arab community very well. Well, I grew up in an Arab school with Christians and Muslims, and I didn't know the Jewish community very well. And for them, it was very important to, as an Arab, in my authentic way, to go and get to know the other. As a young girl, I would say, like, to my parents, of course, I would do that. I respect what they say. And for me, it was like, definitely, I will go. Even though, like, it was hard for me a little bit to study and learn in Hebrew. But I was, like, wanted to do this challenge. And they encouraged me. And they were beside me throughout this, I would say it was like I had to do a training sessions in order to start volunteering at MDA. So they were beside me all the time. I think if I go back, even though I had challenges, I would do exactly the same. And I would encourage everyone and all the volunteers in Israel, Arabs and Jews, to go and volunteer at this amazing organization.
Yasmin, that's a beautiful story. And there's a lot of elements to what you just shared. You have these beautiful parents who saw the values of the Bible and the values of just, you know, what we should do as human beings in this world to love everybody, to love Jew, Arab, and in Israel, there's the Druze, Christians, everybody. So that's an amazing part of the story, because sometimes in the news, you know, you hear that, oh, there's a lot of conflict in that part of the world and in Israel, and there is, but what you don't hear is that there is an amazing amount of coexistence in Israel. You have Jew and Arab working together. So that's what is happening with Magen David Adom. It's not just Jewish people that are a part of this life-saving emergency services system there in Israel. It is Arab Christians. It is Muslims. You all are coming together for one purpose. Is that an accurate way to look at things?
It's absolutely accurate. And I love that. It's very accurate. And we are people from so many different backgrounds. I like to say, to use all the time the analogy of everyone is a pearl. And what connects between us is this necklace built on values, loving the other, the goal of saving lives, no matter who is the patient. You know, we all... We share the value of acceptance, even though the patient or the people in front of us are different. Maybe they have different religion, different beliefs, but we believe, as in Genesis, the verse says, so God created, like every person is created in the image of God. And I love that. I carry this belief with me all the time. And every time I go to emergency cases, every time I meet different people than me with different beliefs, different opinions, I mean, I totally agree with what you just described.
You know, you have this lens that you look at in the world as everybody is created in the image of God. That is in the book of Genesis. And so that's what your parents taught you. That's what you've grown up to be like, because that's how you see the world. And I just think that's absolutely amazing. And those of you who are listening here to the Middle East Report, you do hear a lot of things going on there in the Middle East, but you also need to understand there is so much coexistence. You know, I've been to Israel multiple times, Yasmin, and many times I'll go to the grocery store. I will see Jew and Arab working together. I will go to other places in Israel. You will see Jew and Arab working together. Jew, Arab, and Christian, and all the religions working together. So this is happening there in Israel, and it's absolutely amazing. And it's happening with Magen David Adom, this amazing life-saving organization that is doing so much there in Israel. Tell me what it, for you personally, you know, what it means to be a part of this incredible organization.
I am very proud member of Magen David Adom. And for me, I think the first thing I would say, I learned at MDA what compassion really means. And this is a big, big word for me. I think it's the key word. I think this is even the foundation of, and it's part of who I am. The faith, I usually say, I always say, that's exactly what I feel, that I always love to spread the light of Jesus to my patients, to my colleagues. And as I said earlier, that we are created in the image of God. I want to be the source of light to people. You know, we come to patients at their darkest and most challenging times in life. And I want to be the source of light. I want to spread my faith, my love.
If you want to find out more on how to get involved with this life-saving organization, just visit their website, savinglivesinisrael.org, savinglivesinisrael.org. Obviously, they are very, very busy right now with all of the ballistic missiles and all of the rockets heading their way from Hezbollah, and just so much going on there in the land of Israel. They need our prayers, and they definitely need our support. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening. Get a podcast to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We're on all the major podcast platforms, or you can go to afr.net. I'm John Riley.